Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. And get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps Colonel, retired, the author of When China Attacks, writing most recently at the New York Sun about a presentation that is yet to be made about the wealth of the men and women who control the People's Republic of China, sometimes known as the Chinese Communist Party. But in order to understand the scale of this story, we need to get in a time machine and go back to June of 2012. Bloomberg reporting. Xi Jinping millionaire relations reveal elite Chinese fortunes. The story reads, Xi Jinping, the man in line to be China's next president, this is before the first term, warned officials on a 2004 NeGraph conference call, quote, rein in your spouses, children, relatives, friends, and staff, and vow not to use power for personal gain. The story goes on, as Xi climbed the Communist Party ranks, his extended family expanded their business interests to include minerals, real estate, mobile phone equipment, according to public documents compiled by Bloomberg. These interests include investments in companies with total assets of $376 million, an 18% indirect stake in a rare earth company worth $1.73 billion. And a $20 million holding for a publicly traded technology company. That was 2012. Grant, a very good evening to you. This story seems detail-oriented and unsurprising, given how men and women at the top of dictatorships are often extremely wealthy. Witness Mr. Putin is said to be a billionaire. However, what happened after this story was published is evidence that what you're recommending now is effective. What happened after Bloomberg put this up, and what was your analysis of why? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. Well, the Chinese Communist Party, led by Xi Jinping, went absolutely berserk when this report came out, and they put all sorts of pressure on Bloomberg. And ultimately, Bloomberg was in danger of losing its other business in China via the Bloomberg terminals and other things, and it folded. It basically spiked the story. And I have never seen the Chinese Communists respond so fiercely to something in, say, the 40 years I've been looking at this. It really struck a nerve because this was exposing their personal misbehavior. And it was a very good example of where the really key vulnerability is. And keep in mind that in dictatorships and even organized crime groups, the bosses don't mind having their minions suffer. So they don't mind, for example, in China, having the masses suffer from economic sanctions, et cetera. But when it's them personally or their families, that really strikes a nerve, and they don't like it. And it's, as I said, a huge vulnerability.
10 years later, December 2022, Public Law 117/263. Known also as the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2023, Section 6501. Very dry so far, but you refer to it as kryptonite. What's in it, Grant?
What it is, it requires the U.S. Intelligence community and the State Department to produce a report of the wealth of China's Communist Party's top leadership and include Xi Jinping. It names his position directly, but it's the very top guys. You are supposed to make a report of all the bank accounts, the businesses, the relatives they have overseas with green cards, the real estate they own in America, Canada, UK, Australia. It's all these things that, well, they've been sort of looting from, sort of taking from their own countries, putting it somewhere else in some cases, particularly when it's overseas. And this is really an outgrowth of this Bloomberg article. It's something that should have been done a long, long time ago. It hasn't been done. It was due over a year ago, and we're still waiting to see it. So it's a mystery where it is. It's not clear who exactly is sandbagging it, but it hasn't come out. It's really easy to do. And you figure if a group of reporters could do it, certainly the intelligence community with its $100 billion a year budget could do even better work.
The title of 6501 gives away the intent. Report on wealth and corrupt activities of the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party, charging the director of national intelligence, that was Avril Haines for the Biden administration, and the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, for the Biden administration, to report in December of 2023. No report. Was there ever an explanation why? Were they asking for extra time? Anything like that, Grant?
Not that I know of. Some would say it's just part and parcel of really a pretty supine, sort of weak approach to dealing with the PRC and not wanting to embarrass the Chinese Communist Party leadership in hopes of somehow getting them to behave nicer or to reach some sort of live and let live agreement. That's what the Biden administration was ultimately trying to do. But this one is just mystifying. It's the one thing we could have done that really would have frightened the PRC's top dogs and perhaps gotten them to behave the way we want them to. And one also might point out that in China, by their own admission, about 600 million people live on five bucks a day. And there's probably a lot more who live on less than that. And those people wouldn't take too kindly if they knew about the wealth which the top Chinese Communist Party leadership has in China and particularly overseas. And by definition, just about anything these people have overseas is illegal under Chinese law. So they've got a problem. It's just astonishing that we have not done anything with it. We'll see what this administration does. And ironically, this particular provision was put into the National Defense Authorization Act, which is the law that you cite. It was put in by Senator Marco Rubio. Now he's Secretary of State now. Let's see what he does.
Is there a possibility we don't have this information?
I'd say that's impossible. It would just be breathtaking incompetence. As I said, if reporters could do this and Bloomberg and also at the same time New York Times, if these guys could get this kind of information, we could get it. We should already have it, and it shouldn't take more than a day if we turned the right people loose on it. This is not a difficult intelligence challenge at all.
So from December 23rd, 2023, the inability or indifference of the Biden administration may or may not have an explanation. We don't have it. But something can generate the answer because Congress wanted this to happen. And I'm presuming there were conversations between Congress that passed the law, both houses, and the Biden administration. Now, what could that be? What happened in 2023, 2024, we're talking about the war in Eurasia, aren't we? I mean, that's what's been on the mind of the Biden administration. It's on everyone's mind now because of the phone call between President Trump and President Putin. Is that possible, an explanation that we didn't want to provoke China because of the war in Ukraine?
It could be. I would note that we've always managed to come up with reasons not to provoke China. The only exception was Trump number one, the first administration. But other than that, this has been a bipartisan approach is don't do anything that China won't like or don't provoke them. We need China's assistance with fill in the blank, North Korea, transnational crime, you name it, global warming, you name it. So it's a very good excuse. It covers all sorts of things.
Grant Newsham, U.S. Marine Corps Colonel retired, author of When China Attacks. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.